Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 482, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 24, Tongue and Cheek.
Both?
Both Tongue and Cheek.
It aired August 2nd, 2003, written by Art Brown, directed by Wayne Rose. Art Brown sounds like the barkeep at the tavern that Wayne Rose the cowboy goes to. I don't think I've ever seen Art Brown's name before.
Hit me with a shot of the triple X, Arn.
Give Arn. Me that brown stuff you got in the jug. Hey, your name's Arn now.
You said Art cool Brown, and I was like, oh, like Arn Anderson, I guess.
Yeah, Art Anderson. Everyone's that's favorite Arn... spine buster man.
That's Arn Anderson's real name, Art Brown.
Oh, man, can you imagine if he moonlighted as a Power Rangers writer? That'd be wild.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll have to see how many spine busters are in the episode.
You're right. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs, and it should because Netflix has them. That's where the sentence was going. It's not the usual sentence, but sometimes you gotta spice it up. Sometimes you've done it 482 times, you gotta spice it up a little bit. Netflix has it, so you should watch it. Who cares about quality? It's available. Anyway, we're going to go watch Tongue in Cheek now.
Okay.
I fell apart. I don't know what happened.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form.
And we're back, and we just watched Tongue and Cheek, and there were tongues, and it took me a little bit to figure out what the cheek was, but I think I figured it out.
Okay, well, you'll have to inform me.
Okay, I mean, it's not, it might take a little bit to rev up, but I feel like I figured it out. HeyJakeAndJosh.com, that's the website, you can go there, you can go listen to old episodes of our show, up through Lightspeed Rescue. On the website, you can go to the classic feeds, which are updated up through Turbo, and listen to them there. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Yabluco Podcasts. We're on Podknife and Podbay and Stitcher and Google Play sometimes and Podstamps. Stamps.com is cutting the middleman out.
I think actually this one is Podlickums, if I'm not mistaken.
Podlickums. You know, you're right. We are on Podlickums, and if you want to tell us what you think our podcast would taste like if you were to give it a lick, go ahead and tweet us, or just leave a review that just says Podlickums and then the flavor you think.
Please don't lick your phone while listening to this podcast.
You will get sick immediately.
Do not condone this behavior.
No, not in these times.
But it's reckless.
In your mind's tongue, what do we taste like?
Not your literal tongue, your figurative tongue.
Your brain tongue. Give the podcast a good old brain lick and then tell us what you think we taste like.
Hashtag podlickums.
Twitter is also the best place to just hashtag podlickums, send them to us, let us know. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, which we appreciate. We'd also appreciate if you got some money to spread around to some causes right now. Specifically, I think the bail funds are probably the best bet because, boy, is bail just a terrible broken system. And if you can, and statistically speaking, if you bail people out, they are much less likely to go to jail about it, whatever they were arrested for, than not, especially for something as regularly legal as protesting. So yeah, go do that if you got some cash. Josh, is a Friday episode. Do we have any new reviews?
Oh, you sprung this on me. I wasn't ready.
I did. I just remembered it was a Friday episode, so I'm also checking all the stuff now.
God, I can't even find my podcast app. Okay.
It's on the phone still.
Oh, right. Here it is.
You found it? Good.
Nope. No new reviews.
Sweet. Well, we do have a couple new patrons. First new patron is John Yu.
Thank you, John.
And Rep.
Rep. Thanks, Rep.
Thank you for helping support the show. Thank you to all of our patrons. Again, we really appreciate it. As of now, this is my only job, so I do appreciate it. Even if I tell you to go give your money somewhere that could use it more, I still have student loans to pay, so I appreciate both. Let me see if we have any emails. I don't believe we do, but I will do a check. Nope, no new emails. Well, that was easy. You want to jump in?
Yeah.
Just a nice smooth sailing Friday afternoon. Or whenever you hear this. I'm not your boss. We start off at Storm Chargers, where a sexist man comes up to Kelly and is like, I'd like to speak to the man who owns this store who's a man.
It's manager, not woo manager.
I thought he was a second away. And Kelly's like, yeah, you're looking at her. And he's like, I own stores and I want to buy this one.
I own Sports Corp and I would like to purchase your little store, please.
Hi, I'm Bob Evil from Sports Corp and I would like to purchase your Storm Charger. And she's like, wow, you have a lot of those all over the city. He's like, yeah, all over the country. And I want to add this one to give you a good profit. And she's like, no. No, thank you. You seem like a dick. So I don't want that. And then he like threatens her and he's like, how do you think you're going to compete with Sports Corp? We've got so many good sports.
Hey, here's a thing. Did all of these stores just open yesterday? Like, she's already competing with you, and she's doing fine.
I don't know. It seems like there are people in here right now, like a lot. And I don't know what he thinks is happening.
he's just like, look, we've got a Capital Plaza store, and we have a weird little store in the dirty middle. We just need to get into the Arboretum, but you got that prime location.
You got that real estate. Then we're going to put one in a closet at UT. It's going to be real small. It'll hold 7 cans of soda, and that's it. It's basically a refrigerator.
It still sells new GameCube games.
Oh, I wonder if they have Pikmin. Pikmin and Pikmin 2 are hard to come by on the GameCube. I'm glad I still got both of mine.
I never had them, so I still don't.
Well, rip to you.
I do have Pikmin
3
on my Wii U that I got like for free that I've never opened. It's digital, but I never like opened the app.
Did you download it, or is it just like frozen in time that you can't get to it now?
No, it's on there. I've just never played it.
Okay. Pikmin 3, from the watch, the playthrough I saw is good, but I don't care about Alf or the other two characters. I just want to play as Olimar, and I know that's a real boomer thing of me to say. I don't like the new thing because I like the old guy better, but I just don't care about Alf. I'm sorry.
That's going to happen.
I want Pikmin 4 where Olimar's like, hey, what up? I'm back. Let's go get little things, and they're bigger, so they seem different to us because we're very small.
Right. It's Earth, but it's alien because it's so little.
It's also been a long time, I think. It's nebulous. It's hard to...
Who can tell? Maybe he's just in someone's backyard. You don't know.
I mean, some of the monsters seem pretty weird, so I don't think it's regular, but at the same time,
They're so little. How do you know?
I you're right. I don't.
How do you know they're not out there right now?
Maybe there are bird-headed snakes just all over the place underground, and I just never see them because I'm not under there. I'm up here on top of ground.
I'm up here.
Anyway, so he's like, yeah, you can't compete with us. And she's like, your employees don't know the difference between BMX and motocross, and all your crap is way overpriced, so I think we're going to be fine. And he's like, Rosa Frosum, and then walks away. And then Dustin is walking by, and he has, like, something on his...
Like, it's like a muffler.
It's like a muffler.
He's like, do you need me to take care of this guy with my muffler?
My little brother was like, is that a shotgun? I'm like, I don't think so. But it does seem like he's like, hey, you want me to beat this guy up with this pipe I have? You want me to go WWF No Mercy on him in the parking lot?
Heck yeah, let me grab this giant version of The Rock's book and smack it over his head.
I found it under the ring. Now I'm going to hit you with a ring bell. So then we kind of like fade to later. Dustin flips the sign around to closed because they're closed. It's dark. So it's not like 3:30 like when Blake and Hunter close the store. It's like regular time. And Kelly's like, you sure you're okay locking up? He's like, yeah, I just got to do another thing. I just had to be here for another minute. I don't remember what he said, but he's like, I have to stay for a second. And she's like, okay. So she leaves, and he goes into the back, and then, like, I guess they didn't lock the door yet because he's still in the store.
Yeah. Because
then, like, six guys just, like, six wet bandits just walk right in.
What if Dustin didn't stay back and Kelly locked the door and they tried it and it was locked? Would they just be like, ah?
I mean, I think they would have broken the window.
Well, probably.
But they didn't want to break the window on the set that they have. they already spent so much money on it.
There's like five of them, right?
There's a lot, yeah.
It's but they're like, it's just five middle-aged men in like cartoon robber clothes.
Yeah, it's literally a bunch of wet bandits, like, and they have like ski caps on and like big leather jackets, and they come in and they're like, we're gonna wreck the place, so she'll have to sell it because we work for Bob Ebel and Sports Corp. And Dustin like hears this and yeah, he like pokes his head out for a second and goes back.
I don't know what their plan. Their plan is to wreck the place so she has to sell, which like only barely makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, insurance would cover this.
Yeah, and like they knock over a rack of clothes and like walk across the room with a surfboard.
Yeah, one guy just grabs a surfboard. He's like, yeah, got her. She's never gonna survive anything. This one. I think they were about to, because they like go up to the counter and they like go to grab something to like just knock it off. They're like cats more than burglars. They're like, yeah, oh, it's a cool thing you have on your table.
Just knocking stuff over. Like, she'll come in, she'll maybe have to open an hour later while she puts the racks back up.
Right, yeah. Like, they didn't, like, I thought they were going to be like, all right, we're going to get your paintball guns out, get your spray paint. We're going to break everything. We're going to steal all the money. We're going to spray paint the F word on the wall, because that's in every single abandoned house I've ever been into. Someone very clever was like, I'm going to do a cuss on the wall. And then the anarchy symbol is near it. And then it's right. Just like 69.
Yeah. Can't stop me now, Mom. I'll say the F word if I want. In this abandoned house where no one will know it was me.
Yeah. I'm a master criminal now, Mom.
Anarchy!
Teach
anarchy!
You to take my GameCube away. So he goes to reach for something, and the Yellow Ranger grabs his hand, and he's like, hey, I don't think you're supposed to be in here. And they go to run out the door, but he just ninja hops behind him, and he's like, I forget what he says, but he's like, get the fuck out right now or I will kill you. And they go to leave, and he stops him. He's like, put the surfboard down. So then they put the surfboard down, and they all run out, and he's like, don't you come back. And that's when Kelly comes in, and she's like, whoa, Yellow Ranger. And she is a little turned on by this.
A little bit. I thought she was going to be like, hey, Dustin, I didn't know you were the Yellow Ranger.
See, because in a second, Yellow Ranger will run out the door and ninja hop away, and then Dustin will come out through the other side. Like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
But I thought for a second that she was going to be like, where'd Dustin go? Or something, and then she would put it together, but I don't think that is what happened.
No. Because if she knew, and like, we had suspected she kind of knew who they were, maybe, before. Yeah. But if she knew that was Dustin, I don't think she'd have been goo-goo-eyeing at him.
No, there was in the Ultimate Spider-Man comic, Peter is like 16, like he's very young in this, and Black Cat is always flirting with him and like hitting on him, like aggressively. And at one point, she like gets his mask off, and she's like, "Oh my god, you're 16!" And then she throws up, because she's like, "Oh god, I can't believe I was being like that to a 16-year-old. Oh my god."
I'm sorry. Hang on. Her name is Blackhead, like the pimple.
Black Cat.
Oh, Black Cat. Sorry, okay.
I said it very quickly. Felicia Hardy.
Yes, Black Cat. I know Black Cat. That is not what I heard at all.
No, Blackhead would be a terrible character in anything. Pimples are gross.
Yeah.
Especially cartooned ones.
Oh yeah.
So then we cut from there to Ninja Ops. Dustin's like, oh, I'm just glad I was still there. Or Shane's like, it's a good thing you were still there, else they would like really wreck the place. And he's like, yeah. And then Sensei's like, I don't know if you should be using your powers, Dustin.
It's one of the rules. Don't use your powers for personal gain.
It's not personal gain. He stopped bad guys though.
He did stop criminals from criming.
There were criminals doing crimes, and he stopped them. And Sensei's like, that's, it's kind of a gray area. It's like, Sensei, no, it's not. He stopped bad guys from doing bad things. Like, that's, yeah. I think, in the rules.
Because Dustin's even like, we fight Lothar and the Kelzaks all the time. Like, what's the difference? They're still bad guys.
Yeah. He's like, and all he did was do one ninja jump and be morphed. He didn't do anything. He didn't, like,
yeah,
beat him up.
Fight them with his superpowers. He just stopped them from wrecking a shop.
So from the Netflix description, it's like Dustin's fame goes to his head. And I thought, like, Dustin was just going to straight up beat ass, like beat these five dudes down with his, like, regular ninja training, like martial arts training. And then that was going to be what went, but he turned into a Power Ranger instead.
Yeah, because he can ninja hop and stuff without superpowers, which is a thing that I think they forget a lot.
I also would like to see these five middle-aged dudes try to beat up this young athletic man with like, karate training and just watch him just wipe the floor with them. They're like, yeah, I don't know. And he's like, those bad guys, don't worry about it. Then Blake and Hunter come in, and they have newspapers. Each have a newspaper, because it's 2003, when that was, like, a thing you could find places. Because honestly, gun to my head, I don't know where to get a newspaper in Austin, Texas.
You have to subscribe to it, I guess.
Do they have them at Walmart still? My dad used to get them at Walmart.
I remember at the Walmart we worked at in Ringe, there was like a stand at the door that had newspapers every day.
Yeah, that's where my dad got his.
I have not noticed such a thing at the Walmart I work at now.
So I don't know where to get a newspaper.
I think they're just online, and you can, like, maybe subscribe to get it delivered through the website, or you can print it at home yourself.
You can print it out like it's a Game Facts.
Put it in a binder with your song lyrics and your Final Fantasy Tactics walkthrough.
And some stickers. So they're like, yeah, look who's famous. It's the covers, like the front page is like, Yellow Ranger is cool. Like, the town's seeing yellow. Is he going solo? Dustin's like, that's dumb. I don't know why they would write that. I just was there. And then they're like, yeah, okay. And Tori's like, yeah, okay. But then Cam's like, hey, I keep an eye on the fan sites, because there's just Power Ranger fan sites in the kayfabe of Power Rangers now, which makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. 2003 is, like, weird transition from, like, the first internet to, like, kind of where we are now.
Yeah, there's, like, I feel like there's, like, a 6-year gap between
when when Cam is like, I'm tracking the fan sites, he's tracking all the Power Rangers GeoCities pages.
Yeah, it's like PowerRangerFan.net.
Yeah.
And it's like an HTML1. Like, it looks fine. If this is nowadays, he'd be like, I keep an eye on a lot of Power Ranger Twitter accounts, like fan Twitter accounts. And then also, I feel like there would be a million people just posting Power Ranger fan cams under stuff. Whether it would be appropriate to or not.
I have a question about what a fan cam is. Okay, is that just like an edited video?
It is. So a fan cam is a K-pop thing.
Yes.
Where you, so when your favorite groups do their big, like, their dance to whatever their song, because, like, all their major songs have, like, choreographed dances with it. It's, like, part of the whole spectacle of K-pop.
Right, right.
A fan cam is when you go, this is the one member that I like most. It's just focused on them.
Oh, I see. So it's a whole video. Like, you just crop in on the person you like.
Yeah, and you just follow. It's like you take your phone and you're like, I'm just going to watch Momo from Twice. Like, that's and no one else. And we're going to follow her around. And then, see, and that's fine. That's a thing you can do, sure. The weirdest part is that, and I don't understand, as a K-pop fan myself, I do not understand self-described K-pop stans, because they'll just put the fan cam under anything for any reason.
If any hashtag is trending, there's fan cams there.
Yeah, which is very fun when people are trying to get, like, Blue Lives Matter going, right. And the K-pop, yes, the K-pop stans are like, I think not.
They've been using their powers for good lately, yeah, so that's
finally
good.
Yes. They're like, here's a BTS boy just dancing, and that's there's 9,000 of those.
I would rather watch 1 million Momo fan cams.
The same.
Then have to see that goddamn Denzel Washington gif again.
yeah, same.
I wish I could delete it from the internet. I hate that gif so much.
I wish I could mute it, because, like, especially when you don't know what's going on and you see it and you're like, well, now I just know it's not that they're dead. Like, now,
right. Yeah.
Like, Trish Stratus was trending the other day and I was really worried that, like, she said something racist or something.
Yeah, you have to, if you click on a celebrity's name, you have to scroll for 5 minutes before you find out why.
Yeah. Do you know why Trish was trending?
Because the WWE asked for your top five favorite female wrestlers.
Yeah. And she was, and it was just like everyone being like, do you remember how hot Trish is?
Yeah.
And yes, I do, frequently. A lot of people were like, do you remember how hot Trish was? And I was like, it's never stopped.
Yeah, there were a lot that were like, I don't know why people are talking about how hot she was, because, like, here she is now.
You can just go look at her now. She still looks great. But yeah, there was something for some K-pop group that I think it was Le Boom, or maybe it wasn't Le Boom. I think, no, it was Block B. It was a group I like that doesn't really do a lot right now, because most of them are in the military, because military service is mandatory in South Korea, just like at a certain point, like you got to do a year. There's a thing about Block B, and I clicked on it, and then under it is like 50 responses of not Block B groups, just people being like, here's a fan cam for a bunch of people who aren't Block B. And I'm like, this seems like you're not reading the room. This seems like maybe you're trying to get your shit in, brother, and I don't know why. Anyway, there'd be a bunch of Power Ranger fan cams nowadays is the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, we should start that trend. Everybody, go to your favorite big putty fights and big fan cams of only the Rangers that you like.
Just like, what's Trini doing during this fight?
Yeah.
That's it. That would be great. Cam keeps an eye on all the fan sites, and he's gotten like 15,000 letters, like emails, to the fan site that are supposed to get to him. I'm not sure what the logistics on this are.
I don't know. There's so many emails for Dustin that the computer explodes.
Yeah, it overloaded the server of the website. And you know how those are directly connected to the computer looking at it at the time. So unless Cam started the fan site.
Somehow he hijacked every Power Rangers fan site and put them on his own server.
Yeah.
Which is this computer.
Which is in their house. It's got those weird, like, green Psycho Ranger topography things that Cam pulled out, that or
oh,
that
that's
what Dustin
that was.
Pulled
that
out.
That was all the fans.
That was fan. That was emails for Dustin and Tori and Shane and everybody. So we come from there up to Lothor. Lothor also has letters, or maybe Mara and Capri have fan letters.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of this is, other than we get like a pretty funny Triforia joke, which I was not expecting.
I didn't quite hear it, because I heard Triforia and I think I blacked out at the just the reference of it.
Because they're like, oh, we got all these fan letters, and Myra's like, this one's from Triforia, and like, I love that planet because the guys there are three times as cute.
That's pretty good.
And I was like, of all the places to reference from Power Rangers lexicon so far.
Yeah. Like, not Aquatar, obviously. They all have fish heads.
Right.
So if you're into that, that's fine. But I think generally speaking, we're not all into weird, just big fish heads.
Yeah, it's not like a fish head. It's like your brain's on the outside.
Yeah.
And like hair grows out of the bottom of it.
It's like a jellyfish head.
Yeah.
But they could have been like Onyx, you know, where all the bad guys are.
The bad guy planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did like the reference to a planet and not like, this one's from Darkonda.
Yeah, because that guy's really dead.
Well, they're all dead from the Z-Wave.
Yeah, unless you were on Onyx, which I guess is shielded. That was one of the reasons, that was one of the things Amit Bhamak was going to do with this, with her, Hexagon, was say that like, Onyx was shielded from the Z-Wave because it's just an evil planet.
Right, so it just has like a defense against good energy.
Yeah. Yuppie waves.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have no idea why they have these letters, but then there's also this big nasty tongue monster behind him. His name's Slob Goblin, which is gross.
That's nasty.
He's just a bunch of tongues. Some of them are pierced, so like, what that mouth do though?
He's got two mouths on the front of his face.
Yeah.
One's his eyes, I think, and then the other's like his mouth with this big tongue in it. And then his earlobes are also two long pierced tongues.
Yeah, and then his shoulders are mouths that with tongues coming out them too. Now, his arms aren't the tongues. There's just on top of it, there's more tongues.
So this is our second consecutive body part monster, because it was Footzilla last episode.
Oh, you're right.
Is this just like a new batch, or have we just not noticed body part monsters being a thing before now.
I think for a long time it was robot animals.
Oh, and now it's Mavericks.
Yeah, it was basically Mavericks, and now it's
body parts.
Body parts.
Ugh.
Okay.
Anyway, he's a mail carrier.
Yeah, he's their evil mail carrier, and his special ability is that if he lick you, you turn into stamp.
He demonstrates on Chubo, and Lothor's like, "What a dumb power you have!"
He's like, "That's really stupid." And he's like, "Wait a minute, can you do that on anybody?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, maybe it's something then, I guess." And I was just hoping that Jubo would turn into a stamp and they would rip him in half and kill him right there. But
he turned him into a stamp and then he ate the stamp. And I was like, "Oh, is that how they wrote him out?"
Stay tuned, everybody. We cut back to Storm Chargers. It is packed because the Yellow Ranger was there. And so now it's like a celebrity hotspot, people trying to get fan cams of Yellow Ranger. So Blake and Hunter come in and they're like, "Hey, we have to go meet our grandma, our adopted grandma, who we've never met before, but she's sick, and so we need to go see her." And they're like, "Okay, yeah, that's cool." And they're like, "Yeah, but it's really far away." And Hunter's like, "Do you think Sensei will let us use the ninja red eye, if you know what I mean?" And Shane's like, "I don't know, you're going to have to ask him." There's also a bit where he comes in, and Dustin's like, "Oh, I forgot what time it was. Let me wash up." Because I guess they're going to go to the skate park to do a demo, which they do all the time. Just a lot of demos going on at skate park.
You see Rocket Power. If you live in an extreme sports town, you just do extreme sports all the time.
That's true.
There's always a competition or a demo.
Yeah. What else are you going to do around there? You got all these skateboarders. You might as well make them do something. So we got to the skate park. I think we actually go to the ninja ops with them going, "Hey, can we go see our Grammy?" And Sensei being like, "You should only use your ninja powers for the greater good. And seeing your family is the greater good." And it's like, this is explicitly personal gain, though.
Yeah.
Like,
you get a little wishy-washy with the rules here. Is the rule just you could use it to see dead relatives or fight aliens specifically?
Yeah, but you can't use it to stop regular bad guys. But you can't use it to just, instead of going on a plane. Okay. So then we go to the skate park. Shane is trying. He's like, "All right, see that woman over there with the cool camera?" And Dustin's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "She's for Thrash Skate Monthly or something. I don't remember what the magazine was called. But I'm going to land that frontside 450. And Dustin's like, "You haven't landed that yet." And he's like, "Don't you think that's a bad idea while someone's trying to take a picture of you?" And he's like, "I'm going to land it, though." And Dustin's like, "Okay, what do I got to do?" He's like, just get her eyes on me. So he goes and he starts skating and he's doing good and the lady's taking pictures. And then Slob Goblin appears like to the side and he just like licks two people and turns them into stamps, like two old people. And then two joggers come up and they're like, and then Dustin sees that. And so he runs. He's like, "I don't want to bother Shane because he's like in the zone. So I'm going to run into a porta potty, but like a permanent one."
What?
Maybe it's a shed.
I think it's just I think they call those bathrooms.
I mean, who's to say? It's California.
Yeah, because in like parks and stuff, they just have like buildings that just are bathrooms.
It's just like a one person bathroom house.
He runs in there and he morphs, and he like yells the call really loud, and there's like a flash of yellow light that comes blasting out of like the roof and all the windows. And it's like, where did he morph in the storm chargers where this wasn't noticeable by the bad guys and he just appeared?
Well, he was in the back, you see.
Oh, yes. The mythical back where there's enough room for everything.
Yes. That's where you keep all the good stuff. And so there's so much room back there that you can also keep the light in.
That's right. You have to know the secret password, which is, "Do you have any in the back?"
Yeah. Oh, dang, you got us. We were keeping all that for us out in the back, which we were explicitly told not to do a lot. Everywhere retail life worked, that's the first rule. So he goes to fight Slob Goblin. He stops the second, like, the joggers from getting licked, and because they're extras, they don't have lines, but there is a voiceover, so I'm going like, "Hey, thanks." Like, it's like really bad voiceover. It's just like they had someone in the booth that day and they're like, "We're not paying you anyway. Just say like, thank you."
This is super weird because he's Slob Goblin is 50 feet away from a crowd of people, and usually that is where the monster would, like, show up and start,
yeah,
like, wrecking everybody. But because Dustin needs to separate and, like, do it himself, they have to, like, write him into this weird, like, well, he's getting these two people.
He's on the lawn over there licking these two people instead. So he stops that, and then he starts fighting, and there's a bunch of Kelzaks. He starts fighting, and he has them, like, kind of, like three of them are trying to slash at him. He's got them all blocked, and then, like, they see, and like, there's a Yellow Ranger, and they all run over. They start taking pictures, and he's like, well, hold, everyone stay back. This is an active fight zone, so, like, don't come closer. And then he beats up all the Kelzaks, and Slob Goblin dips.
Shane hits his sweet 540 front spin or whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it was.
It's only a 540. Like, I don't know if you know that Tony Hawk could do a 900, but
he did, like recently. Like, he was like 50. He did one. And he threw his helmet down so fast it glitched out through the level in real life.
Oh, so Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 was just
the most accurate Tony Hawk just Pro Skater to date. Yeah.
It was just real.
Yeah, it's just,
real life. Sometimes you fall through the floor in skateboarding. It's just what happens.
Sometimes you're going and the skateboard goes and you don't, and then you fall on the ground. Did you see that? Have you seen that video of him laying the 900? Like, it was like 2 years ago.
I think so.
It was like the 20th anniversary or something like that of him landing the 900 the first time.
I've watched enough, like, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, like, YouTube videos, which is only like a couple. I've only watched like maybe two or three.
Yeah.
But YouTube's like, hey, you like skateboard videos, huh?
Oh, you're like skating now.
So it was like, you should watch this channel, VHS Skate Tube, which is just like a bunch of old skate tapes that someone put on YouTube. And I was like, yeah, you're right, I should watch this.
That sounds radical.
It's really good because, man, skate tapes are crazy.
Yeah. Because
it was like big skate companies with, like, here's a Sony Handycam, go record yourself skateboarding.
Yeah.
And we're going to edit it together, and it's going to look like you made it in your backyard because you did.
Yeah.
And we're going to sell it for $10 at, like, Dick's Sporting Goods or whatever. Right, yeah. Wherever you buy skateboard stuff, I don't know.
I mean, there was two places in Keene that had skateboard stuff. I don't know if either of them are still in business. One of them probably is, but it's more of like an all-around outdoors place now that isn't Dick's. And the other one is just Dick's now. So I don't think they have any skateboard stuff. But yeah, Tony Hawk just, like, he lands a 900. He was like 48 when he did it. It was the 20th anniversary of him landing the 900 the first time, like on the day. And it took him like a bunch of tries. And when he did it, he took his helmet off and threw it down so fast that it straight up just disappeared. Like, it just was gone. And I was like, that is Tony Hawk skate power. Anyway, so he lands a trick, but nobody's looking. Dustin's getting mobbed by people, and the photographer's like, you're gonna make the front cover, when she's like yelling and taking pictures at him, and he's like, I'm not skateboarding right now. And they're like, we love you. And there's a guy who's like, I'm an agent.
There's no sport more extreme than power ranging.
You know, I think you're right. I think you may be on something there. Some guy has like a card. He's like, I want to give him my card because I'm an agent. And then, but he gets bumped out of the way. And then he's like, oh,
I think he just said like, I'm an agent or whatever. But I swear he was like, I'm a federal agent and I need to talk to the Yellow Ranger. And everyone else was like, get out of here.
I also thought that's what it was. So maybe that's what it was. He was like, you're under arrest for being a Power Ranger. And then everyone's like, get out of here, we love him. And he's like, ah, beans.
You're an alien, we need to cut you open.
But then it's like, oh, okay, everybody give me hugs, I guess. And then we kind of like cut to later where we see Shane being like, oh.
Nobody he's saw upset. Me land my 540 nothing.
And then they're like, yep, sorry. But then we cut to later, and he's like, he's still on top of the half pipe. And Dustin's like, I said I was sorry. And he's like, yeah, but like, it's going to your head or whatever. And he's like, take it from me, as someone who's been there, there's no I in team. Call back to episode 2. I kind of like that.
Title drop for episode 2.
Right? And Dustin says, and this is Buck Wild, maybe there should be. She's like, excuse me? What? What did you say?
it's so sudden and out of character kind of for Dustin. Like, I get the fame going to his head, but like, he just apologized for like ruining Shane's big moment, but then he was like, but also me.
Yeah, it seems really quick. Like, it makes sense. Just like, it seems like the timeline is like way compressed, because right afterwards he's like, this is the first time in my life I'm not like just the goof sidekick. Like, people respect me and I'm not gonna like give that up just so you could do a skateboard trick. Like, and then they get into a little fight and Dustin's like, whatever, I got a phone interview for a newspaper. And he leaves.
Which they're just gonna be like, man, you're just Dustin, huh? Because now I can only hear your voice, and it's definitely just Dustin.
Just put two and two together, and you're just Dustin. Hey, is that Dustin? I think it's Dustin. Is the yellow ring?
You know, Waldo?
Waldo Brooks?
Sure, that's a Waldo. I, the newspaper journalist, went to high school with Waldo.
Yes. Well, go to high school, because they're in high school still.
I forget that they're still there, I guess.
We think? It's hard to tell.
Maybe they're in college. Maybe it was a college test that Tori was studying for that one time.
Maybe. She also did homework in a van at nighttime once, so...
That sounds like college to me.
Three's a pattern. Once we get one more, we'll know for sure. So we cut back up to Lothar, who sees the Thunder's just like walking in the woods, and he's like, hey, since you suck so bad at getting the Yellow Ranger, go get the Thunder Rangers to add to our stamp collection. If you know what I mean.
And yeah, but he's
and
like,
Mara's like, I don't.
He's like, I want some stamps that with a thunder flavor or something. He says tastes something like thunder. Like really dumb. And Mara's like, I don't know what you're saying.
Are there stamps that have different flavors when you lick them, or do they all taste like nasty stamp?
I think it's all glue. I think it's just glue.
Man, I think the time has passed now that we have email, but man, in the early 2000s, I think there was a real market for different flavored stamps. Yeah, Thunder flavor is definitely just Mountain Dew, though.
Well, yeah.
It's obviously. It's just Mountain Dew flavor. So then they're like, okay, yeah, we're going to go down there and we'll do that. So Capri's like, I got it. They go down. We cut down and they're like, we're going to Little Red Riding Hood them. And because like the grandma who lives in a fairy tale house in the middle of the woods.
What the hell is this?
I have no idea. They film in New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
At this point, Lord of the Ring had already shot, I think, at least two of their movies, maybe all three of them. I know they shot them like back to back to back, and I don't remember when the first one came out, but I think it was like 2000 or 2001. It was pretty early on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you know this. There's a video online. Lindsay Ellis did a two-part series. It was going to be two episodes, and then there's a third part to it because she found out some buck wild stuff at the end about how it just tanked New Zealand's economy. Like, the entire, like, laws and economy and, like, the whole, like the Lord of the Rings movies just, like, basically wrecked a lot of stuff. And they basically just, like, left a lot of sets up. Like, you can still just go to the Shire because it's all just still there because they built it and just left it. So it's, like, a big tourist, like, attraction. But also, like, it's kind of your garbage. You just left all your garbage there.
Right, yeah.
Fortunately, they can use it for something. But, like, a lot of, like, rules about, like, extras and stuff are just, like, really unfair over there because Lord of the Rings is like, no, we want it this way. So, like, they made laws to help out Lord of the Rings at the expense of New Zealand.
Well, that sucks.
So maybe this is just, like, a house from Lord of the Ring that was just left.
Maybe. It could just be Gandalf's house.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the movies kind of at all. I definitely have seen one or two all the way through, and I saw the first, what felt like 500 minutes of the third one, but maybe it wasn't that long. It was just Sméagol and Gollum arguing with themselves for like a long time, and I was like, I'm gonna go. Actually,
that sounds awful.
Yeah, it was bad. I want to get like these super extended editions and just like put my ADHD to the test.
You won't make it.
I will not. I know for sure I won't.
I tried to watch them all once and I got through the first one and then fell asleep very promptly in the second one, and that was it. That's as far as I've ever gotten, because they're boring. I'm sorry.
They're boring. They're really boring. The second movie's about walking. The second movie's so much about walking that even the trees get up and leave. Like,
it's just like the least interesting D&D campaign.
Yeah. regardless, they're like a weird house in the woods, and Capri's there, and I thought this was just gonna be the grandma, and I was like, that's just a regular, like a young woman dressed like a grandma, but it's Capri, and that's the joke.
Yeah.
And they're just gonna Little Red Riding Hood the Thunder Rangers.
But Mara is normal.
Mara's just in regular Mara outfit. She's not dressed like a wolf or a woodsman or anything. I would like to see Mara dressed as the woodsman.
Yeah.
I think that would be very nice to see. But she's like, Capri's like, how do I look? And Mara's like, you look 30 years younger. Got her.
Mara's having a lot of fun with Capri here.
Yeah, because she's sitting there like knitting, and she has like this big fake nose stuck to tiny old lady glasses. And so like it looks uncomfortable and weird. And she's like, shut up. And then she's like, when she says that, she's like, that's it. And she goes to get up. And that's when the Thunder Rangers walk up, and they're like, grandma. And they're like, oh, yes, it's me, your grandma. And they see her, and they're like, wow, huh?
Because they did say,
we've never met.
It was really weird, because they're like, our adoptive grandma that we've never met is sick.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's a weird, I get more like wanting to go see her, but also, how come your adoptive parents never introduced you to your grandma?
Yeah, because I get the feeling they were adopted, like their parents had them for a while before they were killed, right?
Yeah.
Because like, they started training as kids, but I don't know how long. And you'd think at some point, maybe a grandma would be like, oh, you adopted children. I would like to meet my grandchildren.
Yeah, like you were with them long enough before they died that you love them like your parents.
Yeah, so like.
But then you're like, I don't know, this lady we never met is sick.
Like, oh, how are you?
She lives in the woods like a fairy tale grandma.
Because they're like, this looks like a fairy tale. And Blake's like, yeah, a grim one. Did you get it? Did you get the joke? And so they go up, they do the whole, like, my, what big eyes, glasses you have. She has tiny glasses because they're trying not to say big nose. And they're like, what big pink hair you have. She's like, the better to tease you with. And then they're like, and Hunter's like, what about that wicked weird nose, huh?
Yeah, because her glasses start to slip or she adjusts them and the whole nose moves with them. And so they're like, oh, Blake looks at Hunter with this face like, oh,
you can't say that about Grammy. You can't say Grammy's got a weird nose.
But also, like, it fell off her face a little.
She must be really sick. And they totally buy the idea that she's so sick her nose is falling off. But then Mara comes out because she's laughing hard. She's like, you look terrible. And they're like, oh, we get it. And so then they go to square up. But then Slob Goblin pops in with some Zackies and just lick them right away.
They go to Morph and they raise their hands and say Thunderstorm. But he just...
Now, what's fun about this is that when they land, they're unmorphed, and it looks like they are trapped in a school picture.
Yeah, Chubo did the same thing when he got caught. He was like, let me out of here.
Yeah, I didn't notice then that his background straight up looks like the portraits done at picture day at school.
Yeah.
Do you want green or do you want blue? Do you want the laser or do you want just like the line? Which one would you like?
Oh, God, that laser background. What the hell was that?
That was the 90s, baby.
Here's me in front of a bunch of lasers.
What's up? I'm in space.
Or it's like you could get some clouds or just this like blue smeary one.
Ours were always like, it's a color and then you could get like one kind of accent to it. And so there was like a swipe down one side.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool, yeah, I want to have a baseball and be sitting in front of a green.
Because I'm looking, I got all my brother's school pictures here, and they're all just like a sky backdrop. It's like blue, but it has like white, like it's like a sponge painting, but it's like clouds kind of.
Right, yeah.
And they're all like that. So they don't have, I guess they don't do the lasers anymore, which is a damn shame.
Either that, or I hate to say it, your brother's really lame. He didn't want the lasers, or it was your mom's decision.
It was my mom's. I'm almost positive it was my mom's. He's like a baby in these pictures. Yes.
No, you're getting the blue clouds, then you're going to like it.
What mine looked like. I don't know if I ever had the lasers, because I feel like you had to pay extra for those.
You might have. That's true. I don't remember ever getting like straight up like full laser, but maybe there'd be like one stray laser just going one way. I also know I used to always get green, and I don't know why. I just wanted to be Link so bad, I guess.
Yeah.
So, what?
That just made a Link noise.
Oh, your hat? That's when he's falling for a long time. So they apparently also, quick note, apparently when they get there, Capri and Mara are talking, like when we first get there, and they're like, oh, you look like an old lady. And she's like, yeah, me and Capri says, me and Slom Goblin, it took us some doing because that grandma put up a fight.
Yeah.
But we did finally turn her into a stamp. But I feel like she's like, she did whoop our ass a little bit first.
Yeah, so. Like, she definitely did some dodge rolls to avoid the tongue for a few minutes.
Yeah, Grandma's also a Dark Souls boss, turns out. They're trapped. We cut back to the Ninja Ops where they're like, oh, we're worried about Dustin. It seems like this is going to his head. And then Dustin comes in like, who's going to what's head? And they're like, you. And he's like, you're just jealous.
Yeah.
Because they were at that stage and the fame has gone to my head. Is it's no, you're the problem.
Yeah. He's like, green's not your color, Shane. And Cam's like, well, it is my color.
It is mine. And also, you're being kind of a dink. And Tori's like, yeah, this is like not really you. Like, it doesn't seem like this is really you.
Yeah. Because at one point, Dustin's like, oh, I can never be right. And Tori's like, it's not about being right. It's about doing what is right.
Yeah. And he's like, whatever, I have to go talk to my agent. And he leaves to go talk to his agent. And then they're like, we need to do something about this. And Cam's like, yeah, because we just lost Blake and Hunter. They're just gone now.
Yeah, there's no sign of them anywhere.
And then we go to commercial and come back. And Cam's like doing like, he's like doing some hacking. He's like, so I traced their DNA, which is a nothing. You can't do that from space. You can't do that with a satellite.
I don't think so. Not yet.
Not yet.
I mean, maybe they can.
Maybe. God, I hope not.
They have my face, so.
Because your phone?
Because my phone.
Sucker. I
have a 10R or an XR because there's no 9, so technically it's not the 10.
Why did he skip 9?
I don't know.
They just got so impatient to get to X, they just skipped right over it.
And I just... putting my password in every time is too inconvenient. So I let the government put my face on file.
But like, can't you do like a thumbprint in that one, or is that gone?
No, because it doesn't have a button.
What?
It's just a screen on the front.
I can never upgrade past buttons then.
Yeah.
Because I'm like legit like weary about that.
Like, my whole thing is like, if they're coming after me, like there's no one else left.
And they're coming after Mr. Bologna Sandwich himself. Which, by the way, when you said my favorite one is this one, but I am a bologna sandwich, that's the funniest joke I've ever seen on Twitter. Because I just did which is my favorite, but now I kind of want to look back and see which sandwich I feel like speaks to my heart. It might still be a BLT. I'm kind of a basic bitch. So.
Yeah, I ain't fancy. Bloaty and cheese, man.
Grilled or not grilled?
Not grilled. Oh, hot bologna freaks
hot
me out.
Hot bologna is weird. It's already an unnatural meat product.
Yeah.
You don't need to heat it up.
I don't want it heated.
They also see the monster. They're like, yeah, Slob Goblin was just down in a parking lot. Like, there's nobody around. Maybe there were people and he already got them or something, but he's just like down there.
We will see at the end of the episode that he got a lot of people at some point.
And they're like, all right, let's go down there. And Dustin's already there, but he's unmorphed. And he's just like a cowboy, like, sup, partner? Like, here I am. And they're like, of course he's already down there. And they're like, all right, we need to go down to help him because, like, clearly stuff's going to go bad. So Dustin's like, hey, if you want to just wait a minute, I hear the press is on their way. And they'd really like to see the Yellow Ranger beat your ass.
I was kind of hoping that he was just going to stamp him.
I thought that might be what happened, but then I don't think he would learn the lesson of, like, oh, no.
He would have learned the lesson of, like, don't let the fame go to your head, because, like, waiting for the press so that, like, right. People could see him do good stuff, and that's what caused him to be caught. It would be, like, a lesson to learn is, like, hey, you need to do the right thing even if no one's around.
Yeah, because like in the episode in There's No I in Team, like the part that Shane like was like, oh, I've been wrong the whole time, was when he was like trapped by himself. So I feel like doing the opposite of that would be like getting Dustin trapped and then be like, oh, I messed up. And then this happened. And then my friends had to do like that much more work without me.
Right.
But I feel like damseling Tori is like, kind of crappy, but like that's the footage they had to work with. So
yeah,
because they like before he morphs, Tori and Shane run in. They're like, "You're not doing this all by yourself," and he's like, "Whatever." And they all morph, but in different times. They're like, "Ha ha ha." Huh?
Yeah, because Shane and Dustin are like shoulder checking each other to like see who calls it, even though it's already been called. They're just waiting for the ha at this point.
They want to get the last ha in, like Scott Steiner.
Yeah, of course. And then just Frankensteiner, the other one.
Yeah. Just Steiner screwdriver him. We've already talked about this at length.
I know, but the Frankensteiner is gnarly because it's a Hurricane Rana, but it's a pile driver too.
Yep. Scott Steiner.
I think about it all the time because I was just watching like a random Raw like years ago on the network, and it was the Steiner brothers versus like another team, and he just did a Frankensteiner and killed the other guy.
Yeah, and now a lot of people like when they do a top rope hurricanrana, they're like, "Oh, a Frankensteiner." I'm like, no, that did not end with a man's neck compressed, so that was not a Frankensteiner. That was a safe version.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Scott Steiner also was like, what if I turn a suplex into a pile driver?
What if every move is just a pile driver at the end?
Yeah. I'm sure if he could figure out a way to turn the Steiner recliner from a camel clutch into a pile driver, he would have.
Yeah, you pick them up through your legs by their neck.
Backflip.
Backflip them and then drop them on their head.
Pile drive them.
Only Scott Steiner can do that.
Yeah.
Only Freakzilla can lift somebody up that way.
You talking about Big Papa Pump?
Big bad booty daddy.
I feel like I've heard that he only cares about two things, Josh, his freaks and his peaks.
That's right. His peaks are the freakiest looking peaks I've ever seen.
They are.
It's two big softballs sewn into his biceps.
They're just so short. His biceps are so short. Anyway, so Tori gets grabbed like immediately because they start fighting. But like Tori gets grabbed and he's like, this is a dumb thing. Islam Goblin, who I keep wanting to call Tonguezilla, which is a little worse. He's like, I got her, and now I'm going to turn her into a stamp. But then he doesn't. Then he just waits.
It seems like he can't use it against a Power Ranger. Like, they have to be unmorphed, because he never turns a Power Ranger into a stamp.
Dustin says, when he fights him earlier... in the park, he's like, I'm too fast to be licked. And so maybe he's just like, all right, well, I'm not going to try it then. I'll just grab. But he like grabs Tori with his tongue.
He has Tori.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could say grabbed with his tongue on a children's podcast.
Nah, it's a legal gray area. Then Dustin's like, this is all my fault. I got to do something. And Shane's like, well, if you're not going to accept my help, at least take my Hawk Blaster. And he's like, your Hawk Blaster? Yeah. Oh, I've been wrong this whole time.
Yes, the Hawk Blaster melts Dustin's icy heart.
He's like, I've been stupid. We need to do this together to save Tori. And they're like, yeah. So the team move they do is Dustin jumps and slides like a slip and slide, but on dirt because he's the Dirt Ranger.
Yeah.
And Shane skateboards
on him.
Him. And they just slowly glide. It's not very fast, but I feel like it would be disorienting. So Slob Goblin's like, what's happening? Because it takes a long time for them to get over there. But they just like slash his chest and ankles. And then that's what kills him. Maybe they turned their swords into gold mode when I wasn't looking or something. But I don't. It just seemed like a regular sword attack.
I don't think if they did, they didn't like say anything about it.
It's two attacks at once, but you did a weird team move, which multiplies the power exponentially.
And then he dies.
And then they're like, Tori's like, oh, thanks. Glad you came to your senses, Dustin. He's like, yeah, sorry. I've been being a real dink. But then down comes a scroll of empowerment and he grows. And they're like, oh, I grew. And then we get a close up on Lothar's face going, well, did you think he was going to get smaller?
He's looking at the camera.
I don't know what this is.
And he's like, what did you think? He was going to get smaller? And it's like, no, what?
What?
Lothar, why?
Don't look at me.
Yeah. Get out of my face.
Lothar? That's the worst part about the Cats movies at the very end, you need to see the Cats movie.
I'm not going
to
do that.
I got to get you to see that Cats movie. It's so weird. It's so weird. But there's a part at the end where, and Shannon has explained this to me, that in the play version, they're all looking at you and talking to you the whole time. But because it's a movie, they turn one of the background cats into the main character, so everyone sings at her. So the whole time you're trained to be like, they're all singing at Victoria, so like, that's what's going on. But at the very end, they get rid of all that, and Judi Dench just looks you dead in the eyes and starts slowly and poorly. Love Judi Dench, not a singer. slowly and poorly singing about how a cat is not a dog, and if you try to treat a cat like a dog, then Judi Dench is going to shoot you with a gun. Basically, I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically the feeling I got from Judi Dench staring me in my soul and telling me not to treat cats like dogs. Yeah,
this isn't making me want to watch the movie in any capacity.
It's so weird. It's not bad, but it's also not good. It defies quality. It's such a weird movie. It's like the Royal Rumble. Like, the Royal Rumble is basically like Cats, but a wrestling match, because people come in, they do their signature thing, and then they leave. And that's what Cats the movie is. They do that the whole time. Because it's not a story, per se. Anyway.
Still not, like, that's not helping any situation.
You know how you like a Royal Rumble?
Putting this movie into my eyeballs.
Yeah, you like a Royal Rumble. What if they were all cats?
I like
cats?
A Royal Rumble in the context of professional wrestling. Yeah, sure.
Well, instead of winning the Royal Rumble and getting to main event WrestleMania, when you win the Cats movie, you get to go to heaven.
When I win the Cats movie, Judi Dench threatens me with a gun. Why do I want that?
You gotta experience it. You gotta see it, Josh. You've got
a cat,
to.
A cat can't pull a trigger.
Well, this one can't. She's got fingies. She's got a wedding ring on her fingies. She also apparently has not seen Cats because she did not like doing it. And when she saw what she looked like in the final version, she's like, well, I look terrible. It looks like five foxes are f***ing on my back.
Thanks for the money. I'm out.
Out. She got paid. The movie didn't make any money, but she got hers at least. Anyway, so they get their Zords, and then they do like a little fight for a second, but then Cam does like a flyby to shoot him to distract him for a second. So they can use one of their spheres to turn into like a stamp thing, but it's, like the Rolly stamp.
Yeah, it's just like power stamp.
It's and like a return to sender stamp.
And they punch Slob Goblin in the chest and then just like roll it down his abdomen. And I thought it killed him.
He throws up all of his stamps.
Yeah. Instead, they just like gut punched him and he barfs all the stamps.
Yeah.
Out.
They all barf and they land. And like you see the Sentai footage of just like a bunch of people. And it's all, you know, because it's in Japan, it's just a bunch of Japanese people. And then it cuts to like the two people in the park and Blake and Hunter and their grandma, who's a real old lady. And they're like, Grandma, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, because she's an extra, so she's not going to talk either. And then they put Cam's Zord on as their arm, and they do the big unnecessary blast from the arm, and then it dies.
Yep.
But everybody's back to being a people and not a stamp anymore, thanks to that return to sender. It's like a rejected, like, roller stamp thing. But if they wouldn't have done that, would everyone just have stayed stamps?
I guess. I guess it makes sense in the context of he's a male monster, technically.
That's what they say.
His tights have, like, a stamp print on them. Like, his thighs, where it's just, like, tights over human legs, have, like, a pattern of stamps.
Okay, I didn't notice that, so I guess that makes sense.
I only noticed it when we got, like, the from underneath shot when he grew.
Right.
Other than that, I never would have seen it. So I guess he is, like, post office themed, and so giving the return stamp to, like, get everyone out of his guts, I guess, makes sense. But what a stupidly specific weapon Cam made in kayfabe of Power Rangers.
Cam had to have made that today, like, right now. So then we go back to Ninja Ops, Blake and Hunter, like, yeah, her grandma's really cool. She's like a real tough old lady, and she's like feeling better now that she was barfed out of a stamp. I guess the stamp kept all of her sickness in it when it died, I guess. And I'm like, oh, it's cool you met your Grammy. And then Shane and Tori come in, and they're like, hey, look, we made the paper again. And it's all of us. It's the three of them.
But it's not the Thunder Rangers or Cam, who was there.
He was there at the end.
Only in the Zord fight. He flew in the helicopter.
But they're like, yeah, look at us. This is like, I'm over being a solo act. And they're like, good. And then Cam's like, well, maybe you are, but somebody isn't. And then we cut to footage of Jubo just in an alley. I think it's the same alley that they fought
Slob
Goblin
in.
Just be like, is anybody around? I'm Jubo and I'm lost. And like, oh, that guy sucks. And that's where the episode
ends. That's the end of the episode. We end on a fucking Chubo.
Again. That guy sucks. He was dead. Why did we bring him back? Twice.
I don't know. Just so we could, like, kick him while he's down, I guess.
I guess. Josh, you started.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the best is... what stood out? I think the best is Mara completely breaking kayfabe because she's laughing so hard at Capri getting dunked on.
That's what I was going to say, too, is that she's still dumb in this episode, but she's just the right level of, like... not super book smart, but still, like, capable.
Yeah, she's, like, ditzy, but she's not, like, stupid like she was last time where she's like, how do you spell big? It's like, come on.
And I do like that she just dunked on Capri, like, in front of the Power Rangers.
Yeah, she couldn't help herself. She just had to dunk so hard. Honorable mention goes to the idea. It's not really shown, but the idea that Grammy put up a fight and was badass.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a ninja. Maybe she used to be a ninja. We don't know.
Maybe.
Their parents were trained as ninjas. Maybe she was too. The worst is... I don't know.
I have two, I think.
Real quick, I'm going to change my best. The best is in the beginning. Kelly just giving Bob Evil of Sports Corp the business.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was good.
Your shit's weak and your stuff sucks and your employees are idiots and we're going to be fine.
I'm going to keep mine.
Okay. What's your worst? I don't know what my worst is.
I have
is.
Two choices.
Okay.
It's either Lothor's big face telling us, like,
oh, yeah, I did hate that.
Of course the monster's going to get big, you dumb babies.
Yeah. Or yeah, I didn't like that.
It's Sensei being like, you can't use your powers to fight human villains, but you can use them to run into the woods.
That's it. That's my worst.
I think I'm going to give it to that. This sensei's like blatant favoritism for not his students.
Yeah. I mean, they're technically his students now, but like it's such a weird divide. Like I don't think either is wrong. It's like I think it's okay to be like, yeah, you can use your powers to go see your grandma. Like it's your grandma and she's dying. She's old and sick. Like,
yeah,
go see your grandma. But at the same time, like 5 minutes earlier, he was like, Dustin, using your powers for, like, stopping people from wrecking stores and doing crime. Like especially, like, for the purpose they were attacking this small business owned by one woman. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, if he's like, yeah, don't stop, you know, I mean, like, don't stop your like, people, don't use Power Ranger powers to stop people from, like, looting a Walmart. They're going to be fine. But this is, like, Kelly's store that she owns and presumably all of her money is in.
Yeah.
So... yeah, so it's the hypocritism. Hypocrisy? That's the word. That's
hypocrisy, yes. That's the hypocritism.
The hypocritism of it all. MVP is Shane?
I think it's Shane.
I think it's Shane. Part of me for a second is like, because every time I for 1 second, like, stumble over who I should make MVP, my brain's like, Tori.
Tori didn't do anything in this episode.
Not really. She had like 6 lines and like they were good. She was fine in the episode, but yeah, she did not do a lot. But yeah, I think Shane, especially for him specifically being like, hey, remember episode 2 when I was a real dink?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing now. And we're kind of in that same situation.
Yeah, I like that. And I like that he was like, okay, if this is how Dustin's going to be, like we still need to win. So like the only way I can help is to give Dustin more firepower.
Yeah, that was good. That's good stuff. Now we got to rank it.
I think it's maybe a little better than I thought coming into the discussion.
Okay. I enjoyed a lot of it. I think the story was pretty tight. It didn't do that like, here's 5 things. Because even like the I guess, C-plot of the Thunder Rangers is like 2 scenes. Like it's not.
It's just to get them out of the fight.
Yeah. Like. it's definitely better than the last than Sensei Sucharu.
How does it compare to Snippet Snippet Good?
I was also looking there.
I don't remember what happens in that.
That's the one where there's the like scissor monster or whatever, or he's a crab or something that he can cut the ties that bind you and make you argue.
Oh,
and there's
right.
there's like a environmental conference that they go to.
Right, the conference.
Yeah, so I think it's maybe better than that.
I think so.
I don't think it's better than Nowhere to Grow. Because I had like Cam fighting just right as a human.
Yeah.
And a lot of good jokes. And that one bit where like Tori burned Dustin with the laser she was reflecting and like genuinely laughed, like for real, like it actually happened. And that was pretty good. So coming in at number 7, Tongue and Cheek. I forgot the name of the episode. I don't know how to spell tongue. Is that it? There it is.
T-O-N-G-U-E.
I always want to put the U way earlier.
It seems like it should be after the O, but it's not. It's tricky.
Oh, by the way, the cheek is because Dustin's being real cheeky.
He's being cheeky.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's my only explanation.
I guess. I still feel like it's just someone got the phrase wrong.
I feel like a better one maybe would have been like hold your tongue or something like that.
Yeah.
But like.
Or stamp collection.
Well, that okay. Look, I think you peeked into something about Mara.
They can't all be winners. If they were, then no one, then none of them are.
No one's a winner.
If everyone's a winner, then nobody wins.
Thanks to Turbo Man. thanks Turbo Man's dumb kid. All right, the next episode. I think I still have it pulled up. Next episode is called Brothers in Arms. So it's probably about Hunter and Blake, if I had to guess.
Probably. They could use a good spotlight, I think. Just to,
I think
like...
so. So see us on Monday. Or, you know, maybe Wednesday. I don't have a job right now, so... Well, actually, I think by the time this airs, I'll be back in New Hampshire. Whoo, gosh.
We're pretty far ahead.
We're pretty far ahead. We're like eight or nine episodes ahead.
But also, in the terms of you moving, we're not that far ahead.
No.
So you should get ready to move.
Yeah, I mean, look. I got 3 weeks. It's going to be fine. I do still have to do my taxes, which are due in 5 days. So... Because they moved it because of the pandemic. And I was like, I'll worry about that later. And now it's later. And now I need to do my taxes. Regardless, I'm not 100% sure of what my recording setup is going to be like once I get to New Hampshire. So we're far enough ahead that it shouldn't really affect anything. But I'm going to have to, as soon as I get there, I need to figure something out right quick. Either way, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week for Brothers in Arms. But until then,
may the power protect you.
What happened to the cadence on that one for both of us?
I don't know. I was waiting for you to start, and then I was like, well, I guess I'm going to lead this one. And then I started, but you still didn't start yet.